name is Andrew Mucci. Thanks very much for joining me. This is Never Heard That. We're going to be listening to the song Albatross by the UK band Fleetwood Mac, which was released as a single in November 1968. Albatross is a beautiful song, a guitar-led instrumental track that many listeners are likely to have heard at least once or twice in their lifetime. It is one of those songs that you might hear gently in the background of a movie or part of a TV show, but otherwise doesn't get heard quite enough. There might be a few of you who recognise the song straight away, but would be shocked to find out that it is by Fleetwood Mac. Having said that, when it was released, the song was a success in several countries and remains Fleetwood Mac's only number one hit in the UK singles chart, spending 1 week at the top in January 1969. If you ask the general person about the band Fleetwood Mac, they would be very likely to focus on the more modern version of the band, which had Stevie Nicks fronting it. This is a version of the band which was a fair bit later, and when the band could be dubbed UK-American. When the band began in 1967, it was led by guitarist Peter Green, who wrote most of the music. Founding members included Mick Fleetwood and John McVie, who remain in the band to this day. Christine Perfect, who provided the keyboards as a session musician for their second album, ended up marrying John McVie and is also still in the band, i.e. Christine McVie. It is interesting to note that the band initially formed after parting ways with John Mayall and the Blues Breakers, an absolutely legendary band with a roll call of extraordinarily gifted ex-members. At one point, Green, Fleetwood and McVie were all in the band together. The new band was named by joining the two surnames of the rhythm section, drummer Fleetwood and the bass guitarist Mac, as in McVie. The band maintained the blues manifest and were successful with a batch of singles over the next few years. This included the song Black Magic Woman, which ended up being a huge hit for Santana when he covered it in 1970. Stories vary, but Peter Green in 1970 had real challenges with his mental state, possibly due to the use of drugs, which ended up with him leaving the band in that year. The band continued to go through personnel changes, but when American Lindsey Buckingham was asked to join the band in 1974, he urged them to also include his partner Stevie Nicks. From that point onwards, Buckingham and Nicks were seen as the face of Fleetwood Mac, particularly during its most commercially successful period, an example being 1977's Rumours, which was the 11th album by the band, which has sold in excess of 40 million copies. Not a bad achievement. Although that lineup was settled for quite some time, the creative and personal conflicts continued and members came in and out of the band. New Zealand legend Anil Finn is providing guitar and backing vocals for the current version of Fleetwood Mac. I wonder if we may see a movie about the band at some point in the future. It sure would be pretty interesting. With this one, we're going way back in their career, back to where it all started. This is the song Albatross, a single released by the band Fleetwood Mac in 1968.